some fun. Open up them loving arms. I want some, want some. I set my sights on you. No one else will do. And I got to have my way now, baby. All I know is that to me, you look like you're lots of fun. Open up them loving arms. Watch out here.
You spin me right round, baby, right round, like a record, baby, right round, round, round. You spin me right round, baby, right round, like a record, baby, right round, round, round.
Hey, somebody get some pants on that kid. Woo-hoo! I got to be your friend, Grandma Molly, I'm talking to you. And I would like to move in just a little bit closer.
All I know is that to me, you look like you're lots of fun. Open up your loving arms, watch out, here I come.
You spin me right round, baby, right round, like a record, baby, right round, round, round. You spin me right round, baby, round, round, like a record, baby, right.
Today.
Now the best man's going to come up here and say a few words, so let's put our hands together for the groom's brother, David.
Well, my brother, Harold, asked me to be the best man at his wedding. I was like, oh, of course, man. Because you've always been there for me. Like when I was in rehab, and like the time I couldn't find my car. Because Harold, you know, he's always been the dependable one, and I've always been the screwed up one. Right, Dad? Why can't you be more like your brother? Harold would never beat up his landlord.
He's drunk as shit.
But, little newsflash, Pop. Harold ain't so perfect. Remember that time in Puerto Rico when we picked up those two,
I guess they were prostitutes, but I don't remember paying.
Okay, how about that? How about that?
Yeah, what?
Everything.
Huh?
I'm a person too, Pop, goddammit. I'm a person too.
You're a moron.
Okay. The best man, everybody.
Best man. The better man.
Hey, we've all done crazy things in our lives, so... He's playing the guitar now, isn't that great?
Hey.
He's doing good.
Yeah, sounds good.
Yeah.
Looks like I'm the best guitar player in the world. Yeah. Self-taught, no lessons. Thank you very much, Pop.
All right.
Be divorced in a year.
Oh. Very good. I think we all know that when you fall in love, the emptiness kind of drifts away. That's all I'm talking about. I've done some crazy things in my life, too, but then I met a very special girl. A girl who I'm actually marrying next week. Thank you. So all I'm saying is that when you fall in love like you guys, the emptiness drifts away because you find something to live for. Each other. And the way I've seen you two looking into each other's eyes all day long, I can tell that you're going to live for each other for the rest of your lives. So cheers.
Cheers.
Good wedding singer.
Okay, well, now on behalf of Mr. and Mrs. Harold Beltry, you guys have a nice dinner. George Chitcher here is going to take over on lead vocals, so take it away, George.
Give me time to realize my cry. Let me love and steal. Can love be real? Do you really want to hurt me?
Good day, wedding singer.
Good job.
Hey, Sammy, how come you're not out with your limo? What's up?
That new waitress, that's what's up. Ooh, is she in trouble? She's going to get it and she doesn't even know it. And I'm going to give it to her.
Take it easy, man. Who is she?
She's Holly Sullivan's cousin. She's half as easy as Holly. I'll close this deal by the end of the week. I don't think that's gonna happen. Oh, please. It's her first day. Always takes them at least 3 weeks to realize they shouldn't date anyone at work.
And for some reason, you like being the guy that helps them realize that, don't you?
Yes, I do.
You want to be like Fonzie, don't you?
Yes, I do.
You're on your way.
Well, I like old Coke better than new Coke because it's old, and so am I.
Prime rib, please.
Four prime rib. Always the prime rib. Make them eat the fish.
Can I have three prime rib?
Fish is my command, my darling.
That's me so nice to you. I let him look at my boobs at the Christmas party last year. Not my finest half hour, but it's been a pleasant working environment ever since. No. So, how's your first night going, guys? It's just that being at this wedding is making me realize that Glenn is never going to set a date, and I've been wearing this ring for 2 years, and I feel like an idiot.
Hey, you know what you must do. Relax. Or do it.
I just feel stupid for moving here to be closer to him. Okay, I think you need a break. Go out back and get some air. I'll cover your tables.
You okay? You gonna throw up?
Yeah.
Tell me, man. Me? No, no. Actually, I couldn't let him do it in front of his family. Wow.
Well, I'm glad I got to see it.
Okay. You all through?
Yeah.
You wait a few years before you drink again?
Yeah.
All right, remember, alcohol equals puke equals smelly mess equals nobody likes you.
Hey, oh, I got it.
Actually, you know what? You go this way, and you go this way.
No, it's for the best.
That's all right. Take it easy.
All right.
See you later. Sleep it off, pal.
All right.
Hey, you know, wedding singer.
Okay. Are you drinking, too?
No. It's Coca-Cola.
You sure? There's no rum in that Coca-Cola?
I'm not a big drinker. And if it was, I'd be puking in there more than that kid.
Oh, I don't think anybody could puke more than that kid. I think I saw a boot come out of him.
You're the wedding singer.
Yeah. How you doing? I'm Robbie.
I'm Julia. I'm actually waitressing at your wedding next week.
Cool. That's a beautiful ring you have there. Are you getting married soon?
Actually, I don't know how serious the guy is who gave this to me. Right now, I feel like I'm doomed to wander the planet alone forever.
Oh, no. Kind of like the Incredible Hulk, huh?
Yeah. Only I'm not helping people.
No, that's not true, because I saw you inside. You were helping people. You were giving them fish and coffee and forks. People can't eat without forks.
And they can't drink without a fish.
That's right. I think. What does that mean?
I don't know. You lost me back at the Hulk.
Hey.
Rock, you better get back in there. They're starting to turn on George.
Do you really want to
talk? Hey, you suck!
You gotta learn a new song. But, okay, well, it was nice to meet you.
It was nice meeting you, too. And if I do ever get married, maybe you'll sing at my wedding.
Oh, man, it's a deal.
Okay.
Okay, take care.
There was love all around.
Nice.
But I never heard it sing.
Very nice.
Oh, I never heard it ring.
Pretty.
Till there was blue.
Much better. Man, you're going to blow everybody away at your 50th anniversary party.
If I sing to Frank without making any mistakes, he would know how hard I worked and how much I still love him after all these years.
Oh, 50 years from now, Linda and I are as happy as you two guys.
Oh, you will be. It runs in your family. You're a born romantic, just like your father was.
Yeah.
I know they'll be looking down on you tomorrow.
I hope so.
Are you nervous?
I'm actually not that nervous. You know, I'm around weddings all the time. It's going to be fun.
Not about the wedding. About the wedding night. Will this be your first time with intercourse? Well, don't be ashamed, you know. When I got married, I wasn't a virgin. I already had intercourse with 8 men.
You know, that's actually something I don't want to know about.
That was a lot back then. That would be like 200 today.
Yeah, it's 5 o'clock. I'm going to get going.
Oh, but your payment.
My payment. Can I get it to go?
Oh, you're such a sweet boy. Making an old woman pay you with meatballs.
Oh, yeah, well, they taste so good. It's like I'm ripping you off, Rosie.
I don't have any clean Tupperware.
All right, well, definitely next time, okay?
Well, oh, don't be silly. Now, hold out your hand.
You want, Okay. Oh, cool. Thanks a lot.
Now, please, take a bite so that I can watch you enjoy. That's my favorite part.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll go with the right one. That looks good.
That's a good meatball. That's a good meatball.
Now, listen to me, Robbie Hart. You're going to be a fine husband.
Oh, I hope so, Rosie. Thank you. Okay, well, I'm going to leave.
I'll see you at the wedding, all right?
Well, thank you for coming in and taking me to lunch.
Look at the picture of that girl. See that? You're a lot prettier than that girl, and she's getting married.
What does pretty have to do with getting married?
Everything. You gotta get married before your hips start spreading and you get facial hair, which, by the way, comes from your father's mother. Looks like Magnum P.I., for God's sake.
Well, I can't make Glenn set a date.
Well, you're gonna hate this idea, but I think you should consider a fake pregnancy.
I'm exiting the car.
Look, it's just a means to an end. Believe me, in 5 years, you'll thank you for it.
Perhaps we should call her?
She's probably got a makeup problem or her dress or something. I know where she likes to look her best. It'll be okay.
Hello.
off the phone with Linda's mom. Linda's not there, but there was a note.
A note? Everything all right?
Yeah, she's okay. It basically indicated that Linda was not coming today.
So it was a bad note. Did she say why?
I'm so sorry, honey.
It's okay.
You want me to say something?
No. Just give me a second. I'll be right back. Don't worry, man. Everything's gonna be all right.
It's okay.
Oh, God.
Come on. Come on. Not stay for a white wedding.
Can we turn this crap off, please?
That's right, Robbie. You have to let it out, man.
Right, what up?
Your feelings, you know. About what that lousy bitch did to you today.
Don't call her that. Because we're going to get back together, and then there's going to be weirdness between you and me, so just watch it.
I made this for you, Uncle Robbie.
Oh, thanks, Freddy Krueger. That's not nice. Very creative, though. Go back to the boiler room. It is weird. I wish she was, you know?
Man, you're taking it pretty bad. I mean, he's acting like a real robot. A zombie or something, you know?
Been wanting to get married since the third grade.
It makes sense. That's when Mom and Dad died. He wants to start a family of his own.
Hey, check out the cake. It's only a little groom on top.
Couldn't do it.
Well, if you need some more time, I guess I can wait.
No, I don't need more time, Robbie. I don't ever want to marry you.
Geez, you know, that information might have been a little more useful to me yesterday.
I've been talking to my friends the last couple of days.
All right, here it comes.
And I think I figured out what's been bothering me. I'm not in love with Robbie now. I'm in love with Robbie 6 years ago. Robbie, the lead singer of Final Warning. When I used to come and watch you from the front row in your spandex pants, your silk shirt unbuttoned, licking the microphone like David Lee Roth.
I still got the spandex. I'll put them on right now.
The point is, I woke up this morning and I realized I'm about to marry a wedding singer. I am never going to leave Richfield.
Why do you need to leave Ridgefield? We grew up here. All our friends are here. It's the perfect place to raise a family.
Oh, yeah. Living in your sister's basement with 5 kids while you're off every weekend doing wedding gigs at a whopping $60 a pop?
Once again, things that could have been brought to my attention yesterday!
The fact is, we grew apart a long time ago. You just wanted to get married so badly you didn't care to who.
That's not true. I love you. Come here. I'll spend the rest of my life with
you. Hey, Linda! You're a bitch!
Thanks, Pete. Go back to the house. He might have Tourette's syndrome. We're looking into it.
I gotta go. Sorry.
Thank you.
so jumpy.
These are for you.
Thank you. They're beautiful.
I have something else for you.
Two airplane tickets to Las Vegas?
Da-dum, da-dum. Da-dum, da-dum.
Oh, my God, Glenn. Oh, my God.
I know you wanted to set a date, so I went to the travel agent and I set it.
Glenn, I love you so much. But Las Vegas, I thought
you... Jules, it's the romance capital of the world. I just don't want a big wedding. You know, hundreds of people we don't know that are just there for the free drinks, all-you-can-eat buffet. They might as well be in Vegas.
Okay. Las Vegas it is, and it'll be great.
Jules, are you going to do the girl thing? Are you going to act happy and you're going to be pouting on the inside?
No, I'm happy.
All right. Let's get married here. I know that's what you want.
Thank you, Glenn. Thank you.
It's more important to you anyway.
Thank you. And I promise I will give you the most beautiful wedding. And even you'll have a good time.
Hey, it's about time his best friend showed up.
How's he doing?
I don't know, man. He's been down in the basement since it happened. 5 days now. I think he's having some kind of a mental situation. You know, an episode or something.
All right. I say
it, hey, you better do something. I don't want to be known as the brother-in-law of the town nutjob. I got enough problems already. Oh, shit. I got water all over myself.
Hello?
Hey, Robbie. You all right? Hey, these sheets are soft. You use Downy?
No. All temperature. You can wash your clothes at any temperature and the colors don't run together.
Really?
Yeah, now leave me alone.
You have to go back to work. You know there's going to be over 100 drunk girls at this wedding tonight.
Got nothing to offer anybody. Haven't done jack shit since high school. Why would any girl ever marry me?
Marry you? I'm just trying to get someone to play with your ding dong.
You guys are off to a great start, don't you think? I mean, Cindy showed up, so right away, Scott, you gotta be pretty psyched, right?
Hey, buddy, I'm not paying you to hear your thoughts on life. I'm paying you to sing.
Well, I have a microphone, and you don't.
So you will listen to every damn word I have to say!
You know, it's funny. Some of us will never, ever find true love.
Like, take, for instance, me. And I'm pretty sure that guy right there. And that lady with the sideburns. And basically everybody at table 9. But the worst thing is that me, fatty, sideburns lady, and the mutants over at table 9 will never ever find a way to better the situation. Because apparently we have absolutely nothing to offer the opposite sex.
You are the worst wedding singer in the world, buddy.
Sir, one more outburst, I will strangle you with my microphone wire. You understand me? Now let's cut this stupid cake, because I know the fat guy's going to have a heart attack if we don't eat again soon. And while we do that, here's a little mood music for you.
Love stinks.
Love stinks. Yeah, yeah.
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 Wondering what happened to you.
Did everybody leave?
Pretty much, except for a few cops that are still interviewing some witnesses.
Okay.
So it was your first wedding back. Of course things are gonna be a little shaky.
A little shaky? I hate weddings. I hate the bride. I hate the groom. I want them to be miserable, because that's what I am.
No, you're the best.
At what? People eat prime rib, and I sing. I mean, it's a joke. I can't do this anymore.
Glenn and I set the date. So you have to play our wedding.
Congratulations. I just can't do it, right?
Well, I'm having an engagement party in 2 weeks, and I really want you and Sammy to come. Said, but if they want snacks, there's ice pops in the freezer, or they can have microwave popcorn.
Good.
Are you going to the engagement party tomorrow night?
Yeah, I'll probably go.
Come on, Andy, move your ass!
Hang on, huh? I'm watching Dallas. I think JR might be dead or something. They shot him.
Good night.
Love you.
Love.
Time to make the donut. I made the donuts.
Dunkin' Donuts, up to 52 varieties. Oh.
Hey, Ron is here.
Oh, the goofball brothers.
Is it true that you're in the middle of a nervous breakdown?
No.
Nervous breakdown, nervous breakdown.
Who said that?
Everybody's been saying that.
Everybody? You're 8 years old. You only know your parents. What are you talking about?
Is it true that you're going to end up in a mental institution? Cuckoo's nest! Cuckoo's nest!
No!
Hey, kids.
Shh. Now remember what we talked about? I go over there and watch some television. Can I speak to you for a second, Ron?
Everybody.
Yeah. You know, I've been thinking about what happened to you, and believe me, it's all for the best.
Yeah.
I mean, I know you're in love and everything, but that wears off. You see, me and your sister, we used to be wild. I mean, she was very adventurous. And we got to some crazy shit. But now the thrill is gone. I mean, if we do get a second alone together, we usually go to sleep.
Yeah.
I mean, if it's a special occasion, she might do this exotic dance for me.
What?
And sometimes she might, work with my nipples a little bit.
All right, enough. Go out. I'll take care of the kids.
Yeah. I don't know what I just said, but I said something.
Women got a thing about marriage. I mean, if you want to stay with them, eventually you're going to have to marry them. It's the point that I'm at. No big deal. Here she is. The girl who finally beat me into submission.
That's right. August 5th is less than 3 months away. We've got a lot of planning to do.
Do you think it would be better if maybe you took over all the arrangements?
Well, I'd like to do it together.
Yeah. But you like this stuff. And it's really not my thing. I mean, God forbid I screw up the wedding flowers. You know, how could I live with myself?
Hey, he's going to be so wasted, he's not even going to know flowers are at the wedding.
Oh, yeah. Bye-bye.
Hey, Glenn. I hear you're going to have your bachelor party Friday night before the wedding. You going to be all right with that? I mean, you might miss Miami Vice.
Nope. Summer. Reruns. I'm all set.
Hey. Nice house. I told you this guy was loaded.
Yeah, I know, but in and out, though, man. I don't want to be here very long.
All right, let me just pick up the chick and we'll get out of here. What do you think of the jacket?
I don't know, man. I would lose that glove. You look nuts. It's Julia.
Let's go say hello.
Hi, you guys. I'm so glad you came. Jason, this is Robbie and Sammy. And this is my fiancé, Glenn.
Hey, congratulations, Glenn.
Thank you.
Robbie Hart.
Oh, man, I heard what happened to you at your wedding. That was so cold. You must have felt like shit.
No, felt really good. Thanks for bringing it up, man. You know, my parents died when I was 10. Would you like to talk about that?
Why would we want to talk about that?
I don't know.
Hey, oh, somebody needs a drink.
Actually, I'm not a big drinker.
Well, I am. How about an Alabama Slammer?
Sounds like a plan.
Meet me at the bar. I got to piss first.
Hey, yeah. Have a few drinks and, you know, drive home.
Hey, Julia, thanks for inviting us.
I'm just glad you guys came. I mean, we get to hang out at work so much, but we don't get to talk because we're always so busy.
Well, we should make time to talk, don't you think?
You know what? First time this guy saw you, he told me he was going to hit on you.
Really?
That's not true.
Yeah, it is. You told me she was in trouble. She was going to get it, and she didn't even know it.
He's teasing. I would never say that.
What? You said you were going to give it to her.
Give me what exactly?
Yeah.
You're a jerk.
What do you mean? You didn't know she was engaged.
So now you're not going to give it to me?
Very funny.
Say hi to your brother Tito.
So how are you doing?
I'm doing better. I don't know. How are you and Glenn doing with the wedding plans?
Glenn isn't really... He's very busy right now. You know, he works on Wall Street, and you know how that is nowadays.
Wall Street stocks and stuff?
Yeah, actually, he's in bonds, and he barely has time to sleep, let alone plan a wedding, so I'm kind of doing this on my own. But I went to Marshall's for the floral centerpieces.
You went to Marshall's? Man, you should go to Tony's. They're cheaper, you know, and you got a great selection.
Okay, well, thank you for the tip. You know, it's a shame you won't be doing weddings anymore. We won't get to hang out as much.
Nah, we'll get to hang out. There's other things to do at the reception hall besides weddings, right?
Ой, ой, бабиц, баба, хамазотал. Ой, ой, кайс, мора,
юка, прелахай.
Ой, ой, бабиц, баба, хамазотал. Ой, ой, бабиц, хепаха, мазотал.
Я, я, я.
Take it away, George.
Well, you seem kind of sad. Why don't you get out there and dance, buddy?
Ask that girl over there. She turned me down. She said she didn't dance with losers.
Ooh, man. That hurts.
But, you know, why would you want to dance with somebody who doesn't want to dance with you,
right? Listen, don't worry.
You're going to meet a girl who treats you right someday. I promise you. Okay, buddy?
How you guys doing, all right?
Fellas, I want you to meet a friend of mine by the name of Julia Sullivan. Hiya, Julia. Could you come out here for a second? Say hi to Julia, everybody.
Hello.
Now, who of you out there would like to dance with this fine-looking woman?
I'd like to do more than dance with her.
Wow. Julia, sounds to me like you got your pick of any man in this room to dance with. So, I want you to take your time and find amongst all these young studs here tonight the coolest, most unlosery guy in the bunch.
Okay. Pick me! Pick me!
You're my love, baby.
Please, pick me. Please, Julia. Oh, please. Oh. Man, I
love you. May I have this dance?
Oh,
okay, pal. Have fun.
I can only give you love that lasts forever, and a promise to be near each time you call. And the only heart I own for you and you alone, that's all. All I have are these arms to enfold you, just go with it. And a love time can never destroy.
Take it, George.
In return, dear, you'll be glad to know that my demands are small. Say it's me that you'll adore for now and evermore. That's all. That's all.
To the new Lord of the Ladies.
You're a lovely dancer.
Are you going to tell Glenn?
About what?
About you and that kid and him squeezing your tush.
Well, he did have very strong hands for a 13-year-old.
I could see that.
Hey, listen, by the way, thank you for recommending Tony the florist. Not only were his flowers beautiful, but he didn't overcharge me.
Good, I'm glad.
And a new girl in town could certainly use that kind of help with everything.
Well, you got Holly and your mother, right?
Well, my mother lives 50 miles away, and Holly's not into that kind of thing, so Billy only leaves one person.
George? I would, but, you know, I can't.
I understand. I just don't know how to go about this. I'm afraid I'm going to pay $500 for a half-eaten wedding cake.
I really got to concentrate on getting some more gigs. I mean, there's only 4 Jewish families in this town. It's all I can do. Oh, on the right.
Yay. It's all I can do. I have never done it for that cheap.
Hey, I know for a fact you gave Eric Lamonsoff that price.
I did not.
Faye, look at me. Look me in the eyes. I'm right here, Faye. Don't look away. Tell me, did you give him that price or not?
Okay, just that one time. Okay, so you got me.
Hey, you know, can I say something? Yeah, I deal with a lot of people, but you two look truly happy. You're going to make it. I know, believe me.
How do you know?
Well, you know, you can just look at a couple and you can tell right away that they're going to stay together forever. Like Donald and Ivana, and Woody and Mia, and Bert and Lonnie.
Well, we're not getting married.
That's right. Actually, we're brother and sister.
Oh, so that's it. Because I could sense the closeness.
You know, the weird thing is when we were growing up, we didn't get along because I used to do this to her a lot. Oh. We're going to go now.
Come here, sis.
Hey, your ass is crap. I'm telling Mom when we get home.
Oh, yes, it's ladies' night, and the feeling's right. Oh, yes, it's ladies' night. Oh, what a night. Oh, yes, it's ladies' night.
Man, I've never seen it from his perspective before. Is this what I look like?
No, you're much better than him. He's ridiculous.
Romantic lady, single baby, sophisticated mama. Come on, you disco. Yes, it's ladies' night, whole night. Chuck-con!
Thank you. This is Jimmy Moore saying that ain't no sock in my garage. Okay, take 4, everybody.
Hey, Jimmy, that was really good, man. Thank you.
Hey, no, thank you.
For what? For quitting. Or, I thank Linda. My business has tripled.
Well, you just inspired me to hire a DJ. So thank you.
Oh. Well, good luck finding a DJ who can move and shake like this.
How did you become a wedding singer?
I think I got into it to make some money until my music career took off.
And you want to be a rock star?
Kind of just wanted to be a songwriter, you know? I think that's the hardest thing, to write a song. A song that, you know, when people hear it, they go, whoa, I know what that guy was feeling when he wrote that.
Have you written anything lately?
Yeah, I guess.
Will you play it for me?
You don't want to hear it. It's not good.
No, I'm sure it is.
It's just that I wrote half of it when I was with Linda, and I wrote the other half after we broke up, so it's a little uneven, you know?
Well, I don't mind. I'd like to hear it.
Yeah, all right.
Yay!
Okay, I just want to warn you that when I wrote this song, I was listening to The Cure a lot, so...
Okay.
Here we go. You don't know how much I need you. While you're near me, I don't feel blue. And when we kiss, I know you need me.
You're glad with what you've done to me. I lay in bed all day long, feeling melancholy. You left me here all alone, tears running constantly. Oh, somebody kill me, please. Somebody kill me, please. On my knees, pretty, pretty, please. Kill me. I want to die. Put a bullet in my head.
I liked it.
Losing his mind. And I'm reaping all the benefits.
Thank you for the ice cream and all these cheers in the absinthe.
It's my pleasure.
I feel weird being in this place. You know, Linda and I used to come here all the time. We used to get chocolate shakes.
May I ask what happened with Linda?
She wasn't the right one, I guess.
Did you have any idea she wasn't the right one when you were together?
I should have. I remember we went to Grand Canyon one time. We were flying there, and I'd never been there before. And Linda had. So you would think that she would give me a window seat, but she didn't. And not that that's a big deal, you know, but just there were a lot of little things like that. I know that sounds stupid.
Not at all. I think it's the little things that count.
How did you know that Glenn was the right one?
The right one. I always just envisioned the right one being someone I could see myself growing old with.
Yeah.
And Glenn will be a really good-looking older man. Like Blake Carrington.
I'm gonna probably look like Buddy Hackett.
Two cones. Those could have been people. Those could have been guests at her wedding. They were cones.
Every day, every day, every day, every day I write the book. Chapter one.
That was fun today. Wasn't that fun? That was fun.
I got the job, right?
Yeah, you did. August 5th, a week from today.
Hey, someone left a jacket in the back.
That's Julia's jacket. Remember? She took it off on Knoxon Street. She said it's not jacket weather anymore.
Uh-oh.
What?
You like her.
No, I don't.
Of course you do. She's a cool chick with a hot ass.
How's this? You talk about her ass again, I'll break your neck. Anyway, she told me she liked you.
Really? She said that?
No!
I mean, think about it. It's gonna be your first kiss as a married couple. It's perfectly acceptable to open your mouth.
I just would not want to do that in a church in front of God and all of our relatives. I mean, it would gross them out to be like...
Ugh, no one will ever solve that.
Hi.
You forgot your jacket in the limo.
Thank you for bringing it back. That's so nice of you.
Yeah, it was.
Okay. I'll see you later, all right? Have fun today.
Hey, wait a second. Maybe he can help us. You're the expert on this. We were just having a debate about wedding kisses. I say that it's okay for it to be an open mouth kiss. And I say that it's the type of occasion where people dress up, so it's not appropriate.
I see.
What do you want to do? I mean, thin, tight mouth, and it's over?
No. Thin, partially opened, no tongues, over.
No tongue, please. God, there's got to be a little tongue.
Well, maybe a little tongue. Not porno tongue. Church tongue.
Church tongue, I like
that. Church tongue? What is that?
I don't know how to describe it.
Well, show me. Not me. Hey, how about on him? You don't mind, do you? Come on, just hold still. Julia, go ahead. Come on, we're all adults here. I'm going to have to see it if I'm going to make an educated decision.
Well, if it's for educational purposes.
Good, okay. All right, you ready? I now pronounce you husband and wife. You may kiss the bride. You should do that at the wedding.
I gave her the jacket.
Hey, Jules. Hey, Holly.
Hey. I kissed her, but it didn't mean anything. I just brought her the jacket.
Kissed who?
Oh, me.
Who hasn't? I got you something. It's called a CD player. It cost me like $700, but the sound quality's outstanding.
Do you want to play a record?
No, Jules, it doesn't play records. It plays CDs. It's a CD player.
I'll be upstairs hooking it up.
Oh, my God, Rocky. It's so amazingly cute. I think I should go out with him. Yeah, I mean, why not? You're single and he's single. It makes sense.
Well, hey, if you don't want me to, I won't do it.
Well, why would I not want you to?
Good, then I'm going out with him.
Who are you going out with?
Robbie.
Oh, good, that guy needs to get laid.
Excuse me, just because he's going out with me doesn't mean he's going to get laid. All right, he probably will. I mean, do you think he'll go out with me?
Yeah, Jules is chums with him. She'll fix it up, won't you, Jules?
Hey, you guys, you know it'd be fun? Let's all go on a double date.
Okay.
Thank you. I like these rubber bracelets. You look like Madonna.
Yeah, well, that's the idea.
Here you go.
So, Robbie, how's your business going?
I'm actually working on a game plan right now.
You should look into the bond market. That's where the money is.
Lend some junk bonds.
Jules, it's high-yield bonds. Do I tell people you're in junk waitressing?
My grandmother gave me a savings bond when I was a kid. I get $25 in 1993, so that'll be good.
Cool.
So we totally look like a couple. I mean, don't you think we look great together?
Yeah.
David Bowie playing. He's the best. You know, I think he's coming to town in September.
I love David Bowie. When I get excited, my little China girl, she says, oh, baby, just you shut your mouth.
Shut your mouth. All right, we all know the words.
God, I love David Bowie. He is so sexy.
You think the time to make the donuts guy is sexy?
That guy is funny.
You know who else I think is sexy? Robbie Hart.
Mm. Mm. Book. Thank you very much.
I gotta go to the bathroom. You guys look right back.
She'll feel better once she yaks.
I hope so. So, Sunday's a big day, huh? I don't even know your last name.
It's Giulia.
Giulia. Julia's last name's gonna be Giulia. Giulia Giulia. That's funny.
Why is that funny?
I don't know. Are you excited?
Yeah, she's paid her dues. Been with me 4 years. I owe it to her to get married.
Plus, you know, you probably, you want to get married?
No, I don't want to break up. Plus, she was with me before I made my money, so I know I can trust her.
That is a luscious ass right there, isn't it? Mmm, my God.
That's grade A, top choice meat.
I like to bite right through that thing. You know, chew on it. Oh, we can't get chicks like that anymore, you know, we're too old.
Speak for yourself, I'm not too old, I can still get chicks like that.
Not that hot though, right?
It's gotten hotter.
10 years ago.
Probably 10 days ago.
Really? As hot as that?
Hotter and younger.
How do you do it, man? I mean, how do you do it without getting caught?
Julia's totally preoccupied with the wedding. And she doesn't know what's going on.
Oh, man. You know what sucks, though? Once you get married, the party's over, right? I mean,
I work in the city, man. And I work long hours.
Yeah, that's something.
Julia's feeling a little under the weather.
I told you she was gonna yak.
Yeah, you called it.
Why don't you go get your car and meet us out front? Oh, God, I forgot my purse. Here, do me a favor and put her in the car with Glenn, okay?
Okay, no problem.
Okay. I puked.
Okay. Don't worry.
I vomited in my hair.
All right.
Does my hair smell bad?
That sounds good, actually. Just feel better, all right?
Puke in the car, all right? Stink for a week.
Molly, what do you think of this Glenn guy? You think he's trustworthy?
Yeah, he better be.
Yeah.
But who cares about Glenn? You know what I keep thinking about?
What?
That soft kiss from the other day. It looked really nice.
Oh, yeah.
Did it feel good?
I don't know. I don't remember.
Could I refresh your memory? Julia's staying at Glenn's tonight.
Oh.
Look, Robbie, I know that you're shy, and I know that you've been hurt, so I'm gonna make this really easy on you. If you come upstairs, you're gonna get laid.
Wow. Nobody's ever said that to me before. I'm telling you, my head's kind of a mess right now. Julia's staying at Glenn's tonight, huh?
Yeah.
Does she stay over there a lot?
Yeah.
Really?
Oh, my God.
What?
I can't believe I never noticed it before.
What?
Thing for Julia.
Oh, no, I don't. I don't. I think she's a very nice girl, but she's marrying that jerk off.
Hey, I mean, you know why she's marrying him, don't you?
The money thing? Security? A nice house? I guess that's important to some people.
No, it's not important to some people, Robbie. It's important to all people.
Really? Well, then, I guess I'm in big trouble.
Hey, morning, sunshine.
Mom, bad headache. Really bad headache.
Can I cook you some breakfast?
Oh.
How was your bottle of rum last night?
I didn't vomit on you, did I?
A little on my shoe, but... luckily, I was wearing your shoes.
Good. So, did anything happen with Robbie last night?
Kiss.
Who kissed who? Did you kiss him or did he kiss you?
I kissed him.
And then what?
Nothing. I'll tell you, he sure doesn't think much of Glenn, though.
Really? What did he say?
That Glenn's a jerk off.
Why would he say that?
I mean, who knows? Maybe he was jealous. But don't worry. I mean, I told him why you were marrying him.
Why did you tell him I was marrying him?
Well, because you love him. And, you know, because with Glenn, you'll have security.
That's not why I'm marrying him.
Then why are you?
Hi, Rosie. How are you?
Oh, fine, dear.
Is Robbie here? I came by to give him something.
Oh, no, Julia. I'm afraid he is not.
Yeah, but it's Thursday. You guys have your singing lessons today.
Not anymore. Now that he's gone to the city to get a real job, he doesn't have time to give me lessons.
Why do you think you'd be a good hire for this bank?
Well, I'm ready to work hard, and when I put my mind to something, I go all the way. I'll go all the way for you, sir.
Do you have any experience?
No, sir, I have no experience, but I'm a big fan of money. I like it. I use it. I have a little. I keep it in a jar on top of my refrigerator. I'd like to put more in that jar. That's where you come in.
He wants to make money. You know, live in a nice house with wide windows and laps. can't expect him to live forever with his sister and the nipple twisting that goes on there.
Well, I thank you for your time.
Actually, sir, I really need this job to impress a girl.
Will you leave now, please?
You don't even have to give me the job. If you could just give me some business cards with my name on it, I think that might help.
Okay, well, I'm going to try and go look for him, okay?
Tell him I'll give him a raise. 3 meatballs a lesson.
How about this? I'll give you 10 singing lessons for 1 business card, please. Thank you very much.
The best things in life are free, but you can give them to the birds and bees. I want money. That's what I want.
Hey, Julia, what are you doing here?
That's what I want.
My Rosie is to find you.
Well, I'm not doing that anymore.
You know, I just thought that teaching was such a big part of your life.
Well, it was, but now I'm doing some stuff to better my situation.
That sounds kind of selfish.
It's not selfish. There's a lot of money out there. I'm trying to get my hands on some.
Yeah, but you don't want to be just another yuppie idiot.
Why? What's wrong with that? Don't want to live in my sister's basement anymore. I want to get a big house, have some security. Can't do that doing favors for people all the time, getting paid in meatballs.
But you're above all that material bullshit.
I don't know. We're living in a material world, and I am a material girl or boy.
No, you're not.
What about you? You're into material shit.
What do you mean?
What do I mean? You're marrying Glenn because he's got money.
You asshole.
Oh, my gosh. You made me a present. I am an asshole.
You're going to the mental institution.
Beat it! There he is.
You all right?
Mm-hmm.
You know something?
You were right. You've always been right.
What have I been so right about?
Women, you just have fun with them. You get emotionally involved and they end up dating. And what do? To you?
They rip your heart out of your ass.
That's right.
Did something happen with Julia?
Well, on that double date, right? And the moron she's going to marry actually tells me he cheats on her. What can I tell her? No, I mean, who am I to break up her marriage?
You need a prostitute.
Anyways, I'm confused.
Well, because you like her.
I think I'm in love with her. But I gotta get that out of my head, you know. Now I'm gonna be like you, man. I'm just gonna be with a different chick every night, and then I'll send them packing.
Sounds like you got it all figured out.
I mean, I'm gonna have to give them cab money to go home because I'll feel bad if I don't. But after that, it's bye-bye, birdie.
Bye-bye.
That's it, man. Starting right now, me and you are gonna be free and happy the rest of our lives.
I'm not happy. I'm miserable.
What?
See, I grew up idolizing guys like Fonzie and Vinnie Barbarino because they got a lot of chicks. You know what happened to Fonzie and Vinnie Barbarino?
Yeah, I read that Fonzie wants to be a director and Barbarino, I think, the Mechanical Bull movie. I didn't see it yet.
Their shows got canceled. Because no one wants to see a 50-year-old guy hitting on chicks.
What are you saying?
What I'm saying is all I really want is someone to hold me and tell me that everything is going to be all right.
Everything is going to be all right.
If you found someone you can love, you can't let her get away.
You're right, man. Thank you, Sam.
Don't tell anyone what I said.
Mom?
Uh-huh? Do you really like Glenn?
Oh, sure. What's not to like? He's rich, he's charming, he's handsome, and now he's really got it all because he's got you. Mwah. Honey, what's the matter?
I don't know if I'm in love with him anymore.
Why? What happened?
I just don't know if he's the right guy for me. And I've been spending a lot of time with this other man, Robbie Hart.
The wedding singer? You're thinking of leaving Glenn for the wedding singer?
I don't know what I'm thinking. I'm confused.
Oh, no, sweet. You've got what is known as the jitters. Cold feet. Everybody has them. I had them. Because I should have run screaming down the street instead of marrying your father. But Glenn, he's different. He's a keeper. You're going to marry Glenn on Sunday. You're going to love him. And everything's going to be wonderful. Where's your veil? Oh, it's downstairs. I'll go get it.
This is Glenn Guglia. Hello, it's nice to meet you. I'm Julia Guglia. Julia Guglia.
Right when I wake up in the morning, you're the first person that pops in my head, and I keep thinking about you over and over.
It's nice to meet you. I'm Mrs. Julia Guglia. Pleased to meet you. I'm Mrs. Robbie Hart. Robbie and I are so pleased you could come to our wedding.
Actually, Rudy, don't even worry about it. I brought my own.
You can't drink that in here, Bobby.
All right. I'll finish up in the alley. You guys coming?
Hey, it's a wedding singer.
Hey, Glenn, what's up?
Hey, Bobby. I heard you couldn't close the deal with Holly. Hey, what's the matter with that? You're not... Well, you like women, right?
Not as much as you do, I guess.
Listen, we're going to have a little pre-bachelor party. You want to come in and have a beer?
You're ridiculous, man. Stop all this cheating shit, moron. She's a good girl.
Hey, asswipe. Don't go snitching to Julia about this.
I know you got some little crush on her, but you gotta face the facts. She'd rather go to bed with a real man. Not some poor singing orphan. All right, shithead.
I haven't been in a fight since I was in the fifth grade.
But I beat the shit out of that kid, so now I'm going to beat the shit out of you. Okay, what are you doing, man?
I'm sorry. I used to be much stronger.
You're dead, buddy. Hey, why don't you write a song about this? You can call it, I Got Punched in the Nose for Sticking My Face in Other People's Business.
Sounds like a country song.
Hi, Robin.
Kiss my grace.
I can see that you're drunk. And that's okay. I'm still gonna tell you this. I really miss you and I wanna come back.
I don't wanna be alone anymore.
You're not alone anymore. Bring this back. Can I help you?
Is Robbie here?
I'm afraid he's indisposed. Shower.
You must be Linda.
Yeah, that's me. Robbie's fiance. Who are you?
I'm Julia Sullivan. Would you tell him that I came by to see him?
Oh, yeah, I surely will, Jennifer.
Hey, it's Julia.
Wake up, sleepyhead. This is the first day of our new life together. Wake me up before you go, go. Don't leave me hanging up like a solo.
Linda?
Hi.
What are you doing here?
You passed out, so I took care of you.
What? Why did you take care of me?
I told you last night, Robbie. I realized I was wrong and I want to take care of you for good. I could learn to deal with the fact that you're just a wedding singer, not a rock star. I could even learn to deal with...
You can learn to deal with that? I don't want you to learn to deal with that. That's not how it works. Jeez.
Oh, Robbie, maybe we should talk about this when you're feeling better.
Hey, psycho, I'm not going to feel better about this. It's over. Please get out of my Van Halen t-shirt before you jinx the band and they break up.
Oh, okay. So you're still pissed about that wedding thing.
Glenn? Glenn, good morning. Hi, good morning. Good morning. Hello. Hi.
Hey, baby. You can make breakfast from bed?
No, actually, I've been doing some thinking, and I don't need a big wedding. And I think that I've been really selfish in making you do something that you don't even want to do.
You want to go to Vegas?
Yeah.
All right. Let's go.
There were bells on a hill, but I never heard them ringing. No, I never heard them at all till there was you. And there was
the right one being someone I could grow old with.
I know. I'll go get the car.
Rosie, congratulations. I gotta go take care of something, okay?
I know you do. Go get her.
All right, all right.
Robbie, I'm talking.
I see it's all right now.
Are you back with Linda?
No, why? Who said that?
Julia. She went to your house to tell you she was falling for you, and Linda answered the door in her underwear. She was so upset, she and Glenn just jumped a plane to Vegas.
What do you mean? They're getting married tomorrow.
Apparently that wasn't soon enough.
I said hip-hop, I hip-it-to-the hip-hip-hop. You don't stop, you rock to the bang-bang boogie. Say up, jump the boogie to the rhythm of the boogie the beat.
We're now ready for our general boarding.
Those That's it, sweetie. Ready to go?
Yeah.
This is a great idea. I'm glad you came around. You want to do some gambling and have some fun right away, or you just want to get married?
I just want to get married.
You're never going to find it. There's got to be a million wedding chapels in Vegas.
Does anybody have a pen?
What for?
I got a good idea for a song.
Thank you.
Sorry. Can I help you?
Yeah, I need a ticket to Las Vegas, please.
We only have one seat left, and it's in our first class section. The next flight leaves in the morning.
Can I borrow your credit card?
You're going to pay me back, right?
No, but if you don't give it to me, I'm going to tell everybody what you said at the bar.
Hey, that was really nice of you.
Thanks.
Hey, do you like Flock of Seagulls?
I can see you do.
Wish me luck. Go get her!
Hey, Glenn, do you mind if we switch seats and I sat in the window seat?
I hate the aisle seat. Every time that drink cart comes by, it bangs me in the elbows. Your arms are smaller than mine, Jules.
I know, I just never saw the bright lights of Vegas before.
Tell you what, how about I let you lean over me when we fly over the strip, okay? Thanks.
Oh, my. I'm sorry. Never been on first class before.
My name is Joyce. Just buzz if you need anything.
Thank you. Here.
Sir?
Is that Billy Idol?
I believe it is.
Oh, my God.
Would you like some champagne or some orange juice?
How much is it?
It's free.
It's what?
Holy shit, this is incredible.
Actually, I shouldn't drink. I fell in love with this girl, and she's going to marry an idiot, so I'm on my way to Vegas to stop them.
That's the sweetest thing I've ever heard. Where are they getting married?
That's the problem. I don't know where, but I'm going to run around and find them, you know? I got to do what I got to do.
Oh, next time they come by, grab me a Heineken, will you?
Over to tell me how she feels, and Linda answers the door wearing nothing but my Van Halen t-shirt.
No way.
I don't know what to do. She's getting married and he's gonna ruin her life.
Yeah, Glenn doesn't deserve her. All he cares about possessions, fancy cars, CD players. Even women are possessions to him.
Yeah. See, Billy Idol gets it. I don't know why she doesn't get it.
Oh, I hope you find her.
You guys will not believe this. Some creeping coach who thinks he's Don Johnson just asked me to be part of a Mile High Club. He said I was grade A, top choice meat.
Is he right in here?
What's the Mile High Club?
Guy is Glenn. They're on this plane.
No way!
You guys gotta help me.
Right!
Yeah!
Good afternoon, everyone. We're flying at 26,000 feet, moving up to 30,000 feet, and we've got clear skies all the way to Las Vegas. And right now, we're bringing you some in-flight entertainment. One of our first-class passengers would like to sing you a song inspired by one of our coach passengers. And since we let our first-class passengers
do pretty much whatever they want, here he is.
I wanna make you smile whenever you're sad. Carry you around when your arthritis is bad. All I wanna do is grow old with you. I'll get you medicine when your tummy aches, build you a fire if the furnace breaks. Oh, it could be so nice growing old with you. I'll miss you, kiss you, give you my coat when you are cold. You hold the remote control. Yeah.
What the hell's that fruit doing here?
Get out of the way!
Excuse me, sir, I have to serve the beverages.
How you doing, sir? Chicken or fish?
You better get out of my way, Billy. You're gonna get hurt.
Oh, yeah?
Don't you talk to Billy Idol that way.
So let me do the dishes in our kitchen sink. Put you to bed when you've had too much to drink. Oh, could be a man who grows old with you.
Song.
I got a confession to make. That song was about you. I'm in love with you.
I am so in love with you.
Hey, Robbie, that wasn't a bad song. You know, I'm going to tell this record company guys about you.
Mind if I give her a kiss first?
Oh, yeah, do it. You got to do it.
Yeah!
Robbie and Julia. I heard you on my wireless back in 52, lying awake intent and tuning in on you. If I was young, it didn't stop you coming through.
Oh, oh.
They took the credit for your second symphony, rewritten my machine on new technologies.